Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook, it's Eagles 360. Let's talk about some individual players and maybe, Brian, some confidence that they gained. Offensive line, you mentioned it earlier. Mm-hmm. Jason Peters went down early in the game. I thought, boy, is he going to get back up?
Right.
Well, he did, and he played well. And to me, if Jason Peters plays well at left tackle, everything kind of works on the offensive line.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl player, potential Hall of Famer in the future. Jason Peters means a lot to this offensive line, and he's kind of the heart and soul of that group. He's a guy that they count on being there all the time. And when you're a running back, you always are looking for where Jason Peters is at so that you can cut right off his butt. I think he means an awful lot to this offensive line. And to Sam Bradford, for a team that was coming into the game like the Patriots with 35 sacks, you're looking for protection. You first want to get your backside protected. That's Jason Peters, and I think he did a great job of playing through probably some injury. Jason Kelce as well, Lane Johnson, another solid game. Those guys protected their quarterback. They only allowed one sack. That's important, especially when you talk about turnovers and pressure on the quarterback.
And it may not have meant anything really in the box score, but interesting move. Jonathan Krause promoted from the practice squad to the active roster. He's active Sunday against the New England Patriots. Miles Austin inactive. So was that a message sent by Chip Kelly? Is it something that the locker room pays attention to? In the big picture, Brian, what does it mean?
I think in the big picture, it shows you that if you work hard and you come to practice every single day and you do everything you can to help this team, that Chip Kelly is going to reward you. And I think that Krause, he appreciates that opportunity. But more important than that, it shows and sends a message to your locker room that says, practice matters, and Chip Kelly's paying attention to everything that I do on and off the football field, and that may be my ticket to be playing and get on the active roster every single game.
And Byron Maxwell on the defense, the interception in the end zone, he's been maligned this year. He's had trouble tackling. We know that. He hasn't been as shut down corner as we expected him to be with that big contract. And you just hope here in the final four games of the regular season with Buffalo and the arsenal of receivers that Arizona has and DeSean Jackson in Washington and then, of course, Odell Beckham Jr., the final regular season game against the Giants. You hope that maybe this is a step forward for Maxwell and the secondary.
I think as far as a team goes, turnovers, those types of big play confidence boosters, they usually come in bunches. And so for this football team, I want to see those turnovers come in bunches. I want to see that confidence for Byron Maxwell, Eric Rowe, continue to play like Jenkins and Thurman. I want to see that continue to get better and build. And these guys, the other guys of the front seven, the guys on offense, they'll continue to follow you as long as you're showing me the right way to move. I think these guys took a step forward in that direction this week.
So we've got one more to go here. It's Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We'll be back in just one moment. The Buffalo Bills coming to town. That means LeSean McCoy. He's got some revenge, no doubt, on his mind.